This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry, broadcasting from the beautiful studios at the Boston Public Library at WGBH in Boston. What makes for an outstanding urban public library in the 21st century? The library we're broadcasting from today has tried to rise to the challenges that many libraries are facing in this digital age. Founded in 1848, the Boston Public Library was a pioneer in library services in the U.S. Fast forward to the present day, and patrons at the Central Library here in Copley Square are enjoying the benefits of a $78 million renovation of the library's Johnson Building. The renovation was completed last year and has transformed the physical space and brought with it new and exciting state-of-the-art services for visitors, and no one is more excited about all of that than David Leonard, the president of the Boston Public Library, who says libraries are more relevant now than ever before.
I think it speaks to the basic human need to pursue trusted information, to be in a space with other people, and to engage in topics that are relevant. So there's an implicit trust in the nature of the space. And celebrating that at a time where, you know, we are very short on spheres for respectful dialogue, I think speaks to yet another way that libraries can be present into the national conversations that we need to have.
Have you found examples in Boston and in your new facility of people attempting to reclaim respectful spaces for intelligent dialogue?
Well, you know, one thing that was very important to the Boston Public Library was to reaffirm our message of welcome, that we are open to all people regardless of their background or beliefs. And in our case, it happens to be inscribed on the front of the building itself in both on Copley Square and on Boylston Street, which simply says free to all. That reaffirms that this is the space that can be nonpartisan. Doesn't mean we have to be neutral, because we do have to have a dialogue between opposing viewpoints, but no one should feel excluded from that conversation in the public library.
Because Boston is such an old city, do you have to fight the tension of being a museum?
I think one of the beauties of the identity of the Boston Public Library is that it can put all this together. Being a 170-year-old institution, being the third largest collection in the U.S. after the Library of Congress and New York, means that we have been collecting for a long time. And we have stewardship responsibilities to preserve those cultural objects for tomorrow's generation as well as today. And that value needs to be held in the same balance as the services that we offer every day of the week, both in the branches and at the Central Library. Is there some tension? Yes. But the purpose of having those objects, whether they're Rembrandts or Dürers or other objects, is so that they are accessible and used as educational tools, whether in an exhibition or, like some of our map collections, are used to help teach geography in the public school system. So it really has to be treated as an entire ecosystem in order to see the full value of having these things in one institution.
Your first library experience?
I grew up in Dublin. And I vividly remember a class project where I had to do a little work on Patrick Pearse and his work during the 1916 revolution in Ireland, and what we later called as the Easter Rising. And going to the local library of a couple of blocks away from my house and looking for the materials that could help me work on the school project. So, it wasn't until later I really understood the full gamut of what a library has to offer. But at that point in my school life, I had a need, the library was there, and it met it.
David Leonard, president of the Boston Public Library, thank you so much.
Good to be with you.
Library of the Future certainly sounds nice, looks great. I'm here in the middle of one, that's for sure, in Boston at WGBH. John Palfrey is the founding chairman of the Digital Public Library of America, based right here at the Boston Public Library. And Palfrey is also the author of a number of books, including Bibliotech, Why Libraries Matter More Than Ever in the Age of Google. John Palfrey, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks, John.
So the president of the Boston Public Library says libraries are more relevant than ever. If you were president of a library, I guess he would say that.
And he's right.
Why is he right?
Well, in part because he has a fabulous library. It's one of the most important in the United States and longest standing. And it's also evolved in so many ways to be the center of civic life in a digital era as it was in an analog era. And I still think we need the great physical spaces that are in our city centers, that libraries are, that are public and vibrant. We also need the places that are going to hold the true and important material of our civic and cultural life. And we need places that have dynamic librarians to do the kinds of things that are helpful to a citizen in a digital era.
Now, Google and Bing, both commercial entities, want to be your kind of first stop on the web when you have questions about what's going on in the world, whether it be about a celebrity or whether it be about cruise missiles going into Syria. Should they be?
Well, of course, Google and Bing are the place that most people turn initially at this point. And I actually think that, in a way, libraries need to compete a little bit more with Google and Bing and with Siri, for instance, and particularly as we go into an era of artificial intelligence. I think libraries can bring more human intelligence into the mix and be one of those trusted sources, the kind of place that is figuring out how do we create the skills and the abilities as well as the information people need to be great citizens. So I think that's happening. I think that is part of what it means to be a library of the present and future. But it's something that will have to evolve in a positive way.
All right, we're about to have the Boston Marathon here in this city. We're also on a day when there's been an attack in Syria and an attempt to possibly change radically the U.S. policy towards a war that's been going on for 6 years. What's the role? What's the kind of firehouse alarm that a library of the future would ring to get information into people's hands that's going to be most useful in a democracy to hold government accountable or to find a perpetrator or to basically mobilize the interest of people to find out what's going on?
Of course, if you and I look out this very window, we look at the end of the Boston Marathon and where that bomb went off, and it's pretty striking to realize that the library is actually at this very point in our city and I think has this very point in our democracy. So I think one of the things is for libraries to imagine how, just as they were so important in 1850 when the Boston Public Library opened its doors free to all in this really dramatic democratic space, how do we do that for the 21st century? And I believe that libraries can, in part by being a place where the big ideas are discussed without any particular agenda that is being pushed by any particular person or entity. I think there are places where librarians can play a crucial role in helping discern the truth as well as teach those skills to people. And I think they can be connect points to other forms of trusted information in our democracy.
Finally, how do you keep the public library authority space? It's kind of a throwback to a different era, even though it is also futuristic if you're sitting in this space here, from being dragged down into the fake news. I mean, you could be just as much fake news as anything else.
It's possible, but I do think that there's enormous amount of trust in libraries. I think there are very few institutions in the United States that have the kind of trust among the citizens that libraries do. Libraries don't have an agenda other than the truth and other than inspiring and enlivening people. And so I think that is something that librarians can absolutely build upon, and I don't see it being co-opted. It seems very hard to figure out how that would be co-opted, whereas you think about mainstream media, you think about the various corporations running big technology companies, of course they have a profit motive. Libraries don't, and they have a motive that is to strengthen American democracy.
John Palfrey is the founding chairman of the Digital Public Library of America right here. He's the author of Bibliotech, Why Libraries Matter More Than Ever in the Age of Google. John, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Bluevine, offering businesses revolving lines of credit to cover expenses, make payroll, purchase supplies, and to expand. Credit lines up to $100,000. Learn more at bluevine.com and legalzoom.com. Helping small business owners get started with incorporation, LLCs, DBAs, and nonprofits while providing ongoing legal advice through its network of independent attorneys. More information available at legalzoom.com/takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.